DJW Mobile. Morning, Dave.
Sean, just headed back home from getting Maggie her kennel cough shots and her flu shots. How you doing?
We're doing just, still got that annoying little whine in the background here, but better than it was. I got a dentist appointment here in about an hour and a half. Just catching up on the mail and looking at this great big screen on my desk.
At the screen and see everything with no glasses on?
Screen is a 30-inch flat screen TV, so yeah, I could see it from across the room without my glasses, but it's sitting right here on my desk.
While doing that, putting a big screen TV on the other side of the room and taking my glasses off and having the computer connected to it so I don't have to wear glasses while I work. That would be nice.
Put them on when I'm reading the preamble on an ad or reading anything up close, because my up close vision has changed over the years. But I used to read without my glasses, but unless there's really good light or the print's fairly good size, I can't see it anymore, not clearly anyway.
And there is laser surgery that'll fix some of that, but last time I went to the eye doctor, they said they didn't have laser surgery to fix what I had. I don't know what that means, but maybe it's the shape of your eyeball or something. But glasses work okay. I get by with them. I suffer through it.
With working with a computer screen, I've got no line bifocals, so the bottom part is almost clear glass because I could read up close, and then there's a little area just above that for small print, but that's down towards the bottom of the lens, and I'm looking up at the screen, so I have to either go over the top, push my glasses up, or take them off and get closer, one or the other, and it's kind of a pain. My father-in-law was a airline pilot, or not an airline pilot, but a pilot and a mechanic, worked on airplanes, and he got trifocals where the bottom end of the lens was for up close, and the top end of the lens was for up close, because it was constantly looking up underneath an airplane trying to work on something up close, and so he had the bifocal part up at the top, and then the middle part was far away, and I thought maybe I should do that.
I had to look at something in front of you. Of course, you tilt your head down instead of up. I tried the bifocals where you tilt your head up instead of down. If it's out in front of you, you know, if it's down under your nose, then you just look, your eyeballs are the only thing that moves. But if the screen isn't moving and it's straight out in front of your nose, you got to tilt your head back. I just couldn't get used to that. No, I just went back to their glasses for reading, and for not reading, you just take them off.
I've got to have them to see anything further away than the length of my arm, because I'm nearsighted, which is why I used to read without my glasses, but now my up-close vision is starting to falter just a little bit. I actually got a cataract in one eye that hasn't clouded yet, and it's changed the on that side, so I had new glasses for that, but if it's smaller than usual print, and it's too up close, I have to put the glasses back on to read it.
What point in amateur radio where you start soldering surface mount components onto boards, building your own? That's when you'll be wearing glasses and a magnifying glass. I scoured the internet hunting for magnifying glasses, like jeweler's glasses, and I tried those. I didn't like those, so then I just got the big magnifying glass that's on an arm that reaches out kind of like a mic boom, and it's got lights in it, so that you turn it on, you can see really good. That worked fantastic. I think it's a 600X, magnifies it 600 times. Now that works.
Well, I've got a couple pair of cheap readers that are magnified. When my wife is farsighted, and every once in a while she'll lose a screw out of the lens of her glasses, and we were complimentary in that I would have to take my glasses off to fix her glasses, and she couldn't fix her glasses without her glasses on, but now I have to use the readers to fix her glasses when the screw pops out.
exactly what you're talking about. I ran into that one time where I had to fix my glasses, but I couldn't wear my glasses to see to fix my glasses. Now I've got about 10 pair of glasses, so that's not a problem anymore. But I know exactly what you're talking about. You got to have glasses to fix your glasses.
Yeah, well, anyway, one of the many joys of getting older. Anyway, I got to find a place to put this Raspberry Pi where it doesn't put that annoying buzz and whine on my radio. But other than that, we're doing all right.
A different power supply. That's one thing that I did a whole bunch of searching into noise on the circuit board itself that was getting into the repeater and eliminated it by no longer using the power supply that I have been using. Power supplies make a big difference in noise generation, so that may be an option too. I don't know if it came with one or if you have another means of supplying 5 volts, but you can't put 5 volts on the number 4 and 6 pins. I think 4 would be positive and 6 would be... No, you got the fan on that. But you can pick a couple other pins and supply it with power there instead of using the USB charger. And that might help to eliminate the noise. I did find that was a big source of problems, is power supplies. Some of them don't give you enough power when you're running them really hard, and some of them generate a lot of internal noise.
Well, I might try shielding, putting up a shield between it and the antenna without wrapping it up for, you know, to keep from getting hot. I'll figure out something here, but I've got a desk between it and the antenna, which blocks a whole lot of it, and then I changed the tone on my radio, and that blocked a lot of it, but I've still got an annoying little whine, and of course my radio lights up when it's getting a signal, so it's like constantly lit up, because it kind of, well, not constantly, but it kind of in and out, and I'm never sure if somebody else is transmitting or if that's me doing that.
The solution is to move the antenna outside. That would solve all of it.
Yeah, that would, but I'd have to get some more cable to do that, and it's a mag mount antenna. I've got it hanging from the bottom of the ceiling fan in between the two windows, which gives me, you know, a perfect shot at the repeater and several other repeaters, and I'm afraid if I move it, the house might block it in one direction or another, so I have to play with that a little bit.
Something, put it on a push-up pole or something like that so it's above the house. Anyway, I'm backing in the driveway. We're home from our doctor visit, so time for me to go to work. Good talking to you. KN4RJN, W4DJW.
Have a good day. 73's KN4RJN. I am clear.
The 7 Japan,